इत्थं मुनिस्तु परमेत व्यवस्थितो। विज्ञान दृग्वीर्य सुरंधिताशयः स्वपार्श्ना पिढ्य गुदं ततो नीलम् स्थानेषु षट्सुन्नमेज्जित्क्लम्। इत्थं मुनिस्तु परवेद व्यवस्थितो विज्ञान दृग्वीर्य सुरंधिताशय स्वपार्ष्णेन न पिढ्य गुदं ततो नीलम् स्थानेषु षट्सुन्नमयेज्जित्क्लम्। Mataji's purport and translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. By the strength of scientific knowledge, one should be well situated in absolute realization and thus be able to extinguish all material desires. One should then give up the material body by blocking the air hole through which the soul is evacuated with the heel of one's foot, and by lifting the life air from the one place to another in the sixth primary places. Purport. There are many duratamas who claims to have realized themselves as Brahman and yet are unable to conquer material desires. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly explained that an absolutely self-realized soul becomes completely aloof from all material desires. Material desires are based on the false ego of the living being and are exhibited by his childish and useless activities to conquer the law of material nature and by his desire to lord it over the resources of the five elements. With such a mentality, one is led to believe in the strength of material science with its discovery of atomic energy and space travel by mechanical vehicles, and by which such tiny advancement in material science, the false egoistic tries to challenge even the strength of the Supreme Lord, who can finish all man's tiny endeavors in less than a second. The well-situated self or a Brahman-realized soul perfectly understands that the Supreme Brahman or the Personality of Godhead is the all-powerful Vasudeva, and that he is part and parcel of the Supreme Whole. As such, his constitutional position is to cooperate with him in all respect in the transcendental relations of the saved and the savior. Such a self-realized soul ceases to exhibit his useless activities of attempting to lord it over material nature. Being scientifically well informed, he fully engages himself in faithfully devotion to the Lord. The expert yogi who has thoroughly practiced the control of the life air by the prescribed method of yoga system is advised to quit his body as follows. He should plug up the evacuation hole with the heel of the foot and then progressively move the life air on and on to the six places, the navel, abdomen, heart, chest, palate, eyebrows, and the cerebral pit. Controlling the life air by prescribed yogic process is mechanical, and the practice is more or less a physical endeavor for spiritual perfection. In the olden days, such practice was very common for the transcendentalists. For the mode of life of character in those days were favorable. But in modern days, when the influence of Kali age is so disturbing, practically everyone is untrained in this art of bodily exercise. Concentration of the mind is more easily attained in these days by the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The results are more effective than those derived from the inner exercise of the life here. ओम ज्ञानति वीरंदस्य ज्ञानजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. हरे कृष्ण. सो टुमारो इज अ वेरी वेरी ऑस्पिशियस ओकेजन, द अपीयरेंस ऑफ राधा रानी, श्री राधा. फॉर प्रिपेयरिंग आवर कॉन्शियसनेस, विल ट्राई टू डिस्कस अ लिटल बिट अबाउट द ग्लोरीज ऑफ श्री राधा from the different scriptures written by our Gaudiya Acharyas. So Shastra explains that parasya shaktir vividhaiva suyate swabhavik gyan bala kriya cha. And Prabhupada gives a beautiful analogy. Just as a big man or a rich man or a wealthy man, he does not do his seva, his service on his own. He has many assistants. He has many servants. So he doesn't have to do his work on his own. All the works are done simply by his will. Similarly, Krishna, being the supreme absolute truth, he also has multifarious potencies, energies. Parasya shaktir vividhaiva suyate. So he has hundreds and thousands and millions of energies and potencies simply by his sweet will. Everything is perfectly done. That is Krishna's power. So among hundreds and thousands of his potencies, three are most prominent: Samvit, Sandini and Ladini. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dekshana Prakriti Suyate Saratsa Characharam. This material energy works under my superintendence. According to my will, this material energy works. So there is a material energy and there is also spiritual energy. External energy, Bahiranga Shakti, and internal energy is Antaranga Shakti. Nitya Prema, what is it? Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chitti Karaya Udai. The Krishna Prem, pure love of Krishna, is present in everyone's heart in dormant state. But then to release that dormant Krishna Prem within our heart, that is done by the help of Ladini Shakti or the internal energy Sri Radha. So by the mercy and the causeless mercy and blessings of Sri Radha, that dormant love of Krishna Prem is awakened in within's heart. Shastra explains, Bhagavad Gita explains, Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayashati tadaham bhakti uparatam ashnami prayatatmanah. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, if you offer me a flower or a leaf, a fruit or a water with devotion, bhaktya mam. So if you offer that bhaktya is Sri Radha. So the living entity conditioned soul has no qualification to serve Krishna directly. But Sri Radha acts like a bridge. So by her mercy, she actually blesses the conditioned soul with a particle of her love. So because of the particle of her love, the conditioned soul becomes qualified to serve Sri Krishna. So that Sri Radha is a Ladini potency of Sri Krishna. Sweta Shweta Upanishad explains, Radha Purna Shakti Krishna Purna Shakti Man Dui vastu bheda nai shastrera praman. Sri Radha is the full energy of Krishna, and Krishna is the possessor of that energy. So there is no difference between energy and the energetic. So Shastra gives beautiful examples. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also writes in his one of the songs, Ataparohita Suraj nahi jani, Ataparohita Suraj nahi jani, Radha virahita Madhav nahi mani. Just like a sun is incomplete without sun rays, sunshine. You cannot separate sunshine from the sun. They are inseparable. Sun and sunshine is inseparable. Similarly, Sri Radha and Krishna, they are inseparable. Another example is given, like a musk and a scent or a perfume. You cannot separate these two. You cannot say that, okay, fragrance should be separately and musk should be different. So the musk and the fragrance is together. Similarly, in Radha and Krishna, they are always together. Milk and whiteness. We cannot separate the white color from the milk. They are inseparable. Similarly, Radha and Krishna, they are inseparable. We cannot separate fragrance from the earth, because earth means fragrance. So similarly, Krishna and Sri Radha, they are always together. We cannot separate coolness from the water. So similarly, Sri Radha and Krishna, they are always together. We cannot separate fire and its heat. Heat and fire, they are together. So similarly, Radha and Krishna, they are always together. Balaramji is considered to be the first expansion of Krishna. All other Vishnu tattvas, other incarnations of Vishnu, they are also expansion of Krishna. They are little separated from Krishna. But Sri Radha is not expansion of Krishna. She is Krishna himself or herself. Other avataraji and Vishnu tattvas, they are expansion. They are now coming out of Krishna's body. Although they are one, but still they are expansion. There is some bheda, some difference. But Sri Radha, she is not expansion. She is Krishna herself or himself. So the example is given. Even Lord Shiva, when he is speaking to Parvati, he says in the shloka, Etasmin antare durge dvidharupo bhabuvasah dakshinangach Sri Krishna vamadharangach Radhika. Krishna and Sri Radha, they are one. Just like if you say the body of God. So the right side of the body of God is Krishna. And left side of the body of God is Sri Radha. This is according to Lord Shiva, Shankar. This is the body of a God. Right side, exactly half of the right side of the God is, body of God is Krishna. And half of the body of God is Sri Radha. Krishna also considered once, he was talking to himself. He said that this entire three world, they are enchanted. They are mesmerized by my beauty. The whole world, including the gods in the heavenly planet, they are also mesmerized by my beauty. But I get enchanted by seeing Sri Radha's form. So how is that? I am more beautiful than 10 million cupids. My beauty defeats 10 million cupids. But I get attracted by seeing Sri Radha's beauty. And then Krishna says, my flute playing, the sound of my flute is so enchanting, so sweet. Even the three worlds get enchanted by the sound, sweet sound of my flute. But I get attracted by few ordinary simple words of Sri Radha. Whole world is attracted by my flute. But I am attracted by just simple, ordinary few words of Sri Radha. And then Krishna says that my touch, my hands touch, my body touch to anything is cooler than 10 million moons. But I get enthralled, electrified by the touch of Sri Radha. So at this moment Krishna decided that I must experience, I must know what that propensity of love of Sri Radha. And then Krishna takes a form. Actually it's eternal form. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that absolute truth, one God. Half of the body is Radha, half of the body is Krishna. Even Brahmaji also offers his prayers in Bhandiravan. When he got the darshan of Radha and Krishna in a youth form, he offers his prayers. He offers prayers to Sri Radha. He says that if Krishna is present in everyone's heart as a Paramatma, then you are the sitting place or a resting place for Paramatma. One may say that, oh, Krishna is the absolute truth. He's present everywhere in the and as the Paramatma in everyone's heart. But then Sri Radha is a resting place for that super soul. If Krishna, all the living entities, they are part and parcel of Krishna. That is Krishna's power, Krishna's strength. All the living entities are part and parcel of Krishna. But Sri Radha is the power and abilities of those living entities. So you can't say that, okay, Sri Radha is lesser here in this. No, everywhere. Living entities are part and parcel of Krishna. So Sri Radha is the power and abilities of all the living entities. Then Brahmaji says, I am wondering whether Krishna's breath, the breath of the absolute truth, has created you, or your breath has created the absolute truth, Krishna. I am wondering about it. So I don't know whether you are creator or a created, whether Krishna is creator or a created. Then finally Brahma says, forget about it. You are both of you are eternal. You are one and the same. Then a Shastra explains. Brahmeshwaradi Sudurha Padaravinda Srimat Paraga Paramat Bhutavai Bhavaya Sarvartha Sararasa Varsi Kripad Drishte Tasyam Namastu Vrishabhanu Huve Mahimne. I offer my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of Sri Radha, whose lotus feet even Brahma, Shiva, Narada and all the gods in the heavenly planet, they are hankering for even the pollen of the lotus feet of Sri Radha, but they are unable to achieve it, unable to attain it. Brahmaji in Satya Yuga, he performed severe austerities for 60,000 years at Pushkar. Finally, Lord Krishna appeared in front of him. Yes, my dear child, what do you want? Brahmaji expressed his desire. I want the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Radha. I want her darshan. Krishna said, you'll have to wait for some time. It was in Satya Yuga. You'll have to wait till the end of the Dwapara Yuga. Then I will appear with Sri Radha in Vrindavan. At that time you can have darshan of both of us. So that Brahmaji's desire, after 60,000 the desire was fulfilled at the end of the Dwapara Yuga. So when Brahmaji came to Vrindavan Dham at Bhandirvan, for the marriage ceremony of Radha and Krishna. So first time he saw darshan of Sri Radha and Shyama Sundar together. And then he offers prayers to Sri Radha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur again writes in his one of the song, Uma Ramma Satya Shachi Chandra Rukmini Uma Ramma Satya Shachi Chandra Rukmini Radha Avatar Sabe Amanayavani. Amanai means the Shastra, Sruti and Smritis. So Sruti and Smriti, the Shastra explains that Uma, Parvati, Rama, Lakshmi Devi, Shachi, the wife of Indra, Saraswati and all the goddesses, they are just a partial expansion of Sri Radha. Shivaji explains to Parvati that, my dear wife Parvati, you yourself, Lakshmi, Saraswati, Shachi and all the goddesses, whatever strength, power, perfection, mystic powers you all have, that is all borrowed strength from the toenails of Sri Radha. Shivaji is telling to his wife, Parvati, and Parvati is nodding her head. She said, yes, it is true. So all the strength and opulences. Now, Shivaji in this verse is explaining that Lakshmi, who is a mistress, she is the owner of millions of Vaikuntha planets. She is standing in front of Sri Radha with all humility, with the folding hands. This is the verse explains this. Ananta Koti Vishnu Lokam, who is the mistress, the owner of the millions of Vaikuntha planets, she is with all the humility, with the folded hands, standing in front of Sri Radha, asking for some blessings. This is the position of Sri Radha. When Sri Radha appeared in Barsana's dham, in Vrindavan, so she was not seeing anything, her eyes were closed, she was not speaking anything, she was not listening to even any sound. So everyone was worried, especially Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtidi. So at that moment, Narad Muni appeared in the palace of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. After seeing the darshan of Sri Radha, the divine personality, Narad Muni says, please listen, very important. Narad Muni says that I have seen Parvati, I have seen Lakshmi Devi, I have seen Sita, I have seen Sachi, I have seen Saraswati, I have seen even Urvasi and Ramba. And finally Narad Muni says, I have seen even Mohini Murti. Mohini Murti was so enchanting, even Lord Shiva was bewildered by seeing the beauty of Mohini Murti. But I must tell you the truth. All these beautiful ladies, including the Mohini Murti, who is Vishnu himself, all these ladies, they don't possess even a fraction of 1 millionth of beauty of Sri Radha. These are the words of Narad Muni. All these ladies together, they cannot possess even a fraction of 1 millionth of beauty of Sri Radha. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur again writes, Keval Madhava Pujaye So Agyani. Keval Madhava Pujaye So Agyani. Radha Anadara Karoye Abhimani. Those who worship Krishna separately from Sri Radha, separately from his energy, are all proud Abhimani. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, because we have no abilities, we have no qualification to worship Krishna. Actually, Krishna is standing other side of the river And we are all this side of the river. So there is no connection absolutely. But Sri Radha acts like a bridge. Because of her mercy, Jiva can get connected to Sri Radha. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a beautiful analogy. Just like a pot maker. Pot maker cannot make a pot without clay. If there is no clay, how can a pot maker make any pots? Just like a goldsmith requires gold to make a golden ornaments. So similarly, golden ornaments is like a Krishna. Sri Radha is a gold. So without a gold, even a goldsmith Krishna cannot make any golden ornaments. Kevala Madhava Pujeso Agyani. He is an ignorant fellow. He is just a simply proud fellow. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Radha Bhajane Jadi Mati Nahi Bhela Radha Bhajane Jadi Mati Nahi Bhela Krishna Bhajana Tava Akaran Gela Radha Bhajane Jadi. If you have not developed the attachment and rati for Sri Radha's bhajan, then your Krishna bhajan is useless. Akaran Gela. Krishna says to Sri Radha that when I am standing like this, Krishna call me Krishna. People call me Krishna. When I am standing alone, without you, Krishna, people call me Krishna. But when you are standing by my side, you are standing next to me, then people call me Sri Krishna. Krishna with Sri, Krishna with potencies, Krishna with opulences. So Krishna without Sri Radha is Sri Hina. Opulences Hina, energy Hina. But Sri Radha, when she stands next to Krishna, then he is Sri Krishna. Sri Radha is a form of ecstatic love for Krishna. And she is a birthplace of Krishna Prema. From there, the Krishna Prema is born. So the Krishna Prema, Radha Prema is so natural. It's so rare, but sometimes or often it is misunderstood. People say, oh, what is this Radha and Krishna, what is this? They misunderstand the prema of Radha and Krishna. So Prabhupada, one of the lectures, he mentions that Brahmananda, the ananda of Brahman, absolute truth, to experience that Brahmananda, which is not even Krishna prema, just below Krishna prema, to experience that Brahmananda, Shankaracharya recommends sannyas. Give up all the material pleasures. Shut down all the material activities. Go to the Himalaya, take sannyas. Then you can start experiencing the Brahmananda. Now just imagine, just to experience the Brahmananda, you'll have to give up all the material pleasures. And this Krishna Prema, which is above, million times more divine than the Brahmananda, do you think it is on a material level or a sensual level? No way. Even for a Brahmananda, you will have to give up all the material pleasures and material worldly things. What to speak of the gopis' love? The gopis of this Vrindavan Dham, they are most chaste ladies. So I found out the definition of chastity in the Google. So the Google gave me this definition of who is a chaste woman. The chaste lady is one who worships and serves her husband faithfully like a god. It's mentioned like a lord. You can check it out. Like a lord or as good as God. So she worships her husband like a god, faithfully, as good as God. So then, you can just ponder upon this point. Krishna is situated within everyone's heart as a Paramatma, next to the Atma, soul and the super soul. soul keeps on changing the bodies, so the body keeps on changing the husband. So the super soul is the original husband of the soul. That remains common. Super soul as a husband is common in every life. But the bodily husband keeps changing. Now this body has some different husband. When the body is changed, the husband is also changed. But the super soul, who is the original husband, he remains husband throughout all the lives. 8,400,000 species of life. Now the difference between ordinary conditioned souls and the gopis is, gopis, the original husband remains everywhere throughout. They don't change the husband. Their bodily husband also doesn't change. That is the special, that is the chastity. Now the Shastra explains beautiful. Another definition of chastity is, there are three states in our life. The first is wakefulness. The second is deep sleep. And third is the dream stage. 24 hours only, in three stages we are always living. Either we are wakeful, or we are dreaming, or we are in a deep sleep. Sri Radha and the gopis, throughout these three stages, either they are in a wakeful state, or in a dreaming stage, or in a deep sleep, with their mind, words, in their thoughts, and their senses, they know nothing or no one else other than Krishna. This is the highest definition of chastity. Throughout these three stages, 24 hours, with their mind, words, and their soul, they only know Krishna. Nothing else, no one else. That is the definition of chastity. Rupa Goswami writes in one of the places, when Sri Radha is walking through the forest of Vrindavan Dham, Chakori birds, when the Chakori bird looks at Sri Radha, immediately flies in the sky. Flies away in the sky. So then she goes ahead. Then the Chatak bird sees Sri Radha. And immediately Chatak bird hides itself in the forest. And later, after some time, when Krishna Sri Radha is walking, all the lotus flowers in the river, they hide themselves or itself, whatever, under the water. Now one gopi asks the other gopi, how is that when Sri Radha is walking, the Chakori bird, she flies away in the sky? Then the other gopi says, all these three personalities, the Chakori bird, the Chataka bird, and the lotus flowers, they are ashamed of themselves. You know why? Very beautiful. The best examples are given for the chastity is Chakori bird with the moon rays. Chakori bird never gives us his chastity towards the moonshine or a moon rays. Always looking at only the moon rays. But when the Chakori bird sees Sri Radha, he becomes ashamed because Sri Radha is more focused in Krishna than the Chakori bird is focused on the moon rays. And the Chataka bird is always looking at the clouds, monsoon cloud, and focusing, the best focusing example of the Chataka bird towards the cloud. Chakori birds toward the moon rays. But when Chataka bird sees Sri Radha, Chataka bird becomes ashamed and says, you are more fixed in Krishna's service, in Krishna's thoughts than me, getting absorbed towards the monsoon clouds. And the lotus flowers in the Jamuna, when they look at Sri Radha, they said, we are always looking at the sun rays. Our connection, our chastity with the sun rays is absolute. But your focus in Krishna is beyond absolute truth. So therefore our Acharya says, how can we compare any ordinary chastity with this Sri Radha. She is a Krishna Mai. Krishna Mai means every molecule, room, every single, even a fraction of millimeter of our existence is completely Krishna Mai, fully absorbed in Krishna. Therefore, the worldly standard of morality falls short in front of the love of gopis. Their love is unending. It has no end. The laws of morality are a dharma and adharma. Because the living entities are conditioned, their love is conditioned, therefore it needs some barricader, some restrictions, some laws, some rules. Therefore the wise yogis and saintly people, they have given some laws, some rules for the society. They are called laws of morality, laws of dharma. You act according to this. But Krishna, Sri Radha and the gopis' love is so high, it's beyond. Just like a river is given a boundaries. River has two banks. And river is told, okay, you should flow within these two banks. This is your limit. So the river generally follows the rule. See, only flows through these two banks. But when there is a flood, now you can't give restriction, you can't put laws on the flood. Okay, you have to, how can you cross these two banks of the river? Flood says, get lost. What to speak of this river? We'll uproot all the trees which are not in the rivers. So the flood situation is completely different from the normal situation. When the flood comes, you can't use this, you know, these laws. Okay, you should flow only within these two banks. So Sri Radha and the gopis' love is like a flood. It absolutely has no connection with this worldly morality, or of course, that is also required for the conditioned soul. But you cannot compare this worldly morality with the gopis and Krishna's love. Lakshmi ji, she is the most chaste and pure lady. She leaves Vaikuntha, come to Vrindavan Dham, and she, it is mentioned in the Shastra, she keeps on nodding or on the, you know, doors, knocking on the doors of the gopis. So what is the need for a Lakshmi Devi? She is the queen of Vaikuntha planets. But she comes to Vrindavan Dham and keeps knocking the doors of the gopis. Please give me some service in Vrindavan Dham. That is the purity of gopis and Vrindavan's love. Narad Muni says that gopis' love and Krishna, Radharani's love is guna rahitam. Guna rahitam means beyond the three modes. Rajagun, tamagun, sattvagun, mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. It is beyond the three modes. And the worldly affairs of this world is fully influenced by passion and ignorance. But the gopis' love is guna rahitam, kama rahitam. Is has no tinge of lusty or selfish desires. And it is pratikshana vardhanam. Is every moment is increasing. So therefore, the real love has no border. Or it is not dependent on the physical proximity. In this material world, if the lover and the beloved are not together for a long time, their love also starts diminishing. But the spiritual love, the real love is not depend on the physical proximity. Although Krishna was not present in Vrindavan Dham for many, many years, but rather than decreasing their love for Krishna, their love was increasing day by day, every moment for millions fold. Their love was increasing for Sri Krishna. And the gopis give example, just like a lotus flower, it remains in the water, in the river or in the lake, and sun is shining in the sky. Now, so much distance is there. Sun is shining in the sky. The lotus flowers are present in the water. There is no connection. There is no physical relationship. But just by their connection, through their rays, they are together. So therefore, although gopis were in the Vrindavan Dham, Krishna was in Dwarka or Mathura, but like a sun in the sky, and Krishna is in Dwarka, and the gopis like lotus flowers in Jamuna water. Although there is so much distance, but still there was no distance. So because we are discussing about Sri Radha's, so we'll also discuss Sri Radha's ornaments, her family members, and her pets. If our Acharya Raj Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Ramani Shiromani Vrishabhanu Nandini Neelavasana Paridha Neelavasana Paridha. Sri Radha wears Neelavasana. Her cloth's name, Krishna's cloth also has a name. Her name is, what is that? Meghambara. So she wears, generally wears a blue sari. Or sometimes the lower cloth is bluish color and the upper cloth is reddish color. So Krishna likes that reddish color. That is Krishna's favorite. And Sri Radha, she likes, her favorite is bluish color. So therefore her cloths are called Meghambara. Sri Radha puts on tilak on her forehead. They are called Smarayantra. So her tilak is called Smarayantra. Every day she puts on mascara in her eyes with the help of a golden stick. So that golden stick is called Narmada. The golden stick also has a name, Narmada. She uses a jeweled or a gold comb. That comb is called Swastida. She uses a beautiful shining mirror. That mirror is called Sudhanshu Darpa Harana. Now Sudhanshu means the moon. Darpa means the pride. Harana means to remove. So Sri Radha's mirror is so beautiful, it's more shining. It harana. It removes the pride of the moon. So therefore her mirror's name is Sudhanshu Darpa Harana. She wears two earrings. Those two earrings are called Rochana. Their names are Rochana. She decorates her nose with a pearl, one moti here. That pearl is called Prabhakari. And then she wears a necklace that is called Hari Mohana. She also wears a locket around her neck. That locket, Rupa Goswami writes, that locket contains the picture of Sri Krishna. She always keeps Krishna's picture in the locket. That locket is called Madana. She also wears a very special, unique necklace. That necklace is called Pushpavana. Now, what is the speciality of this necklace, Pushpavana? It is so splendorous. That Pushpavana necklace splendor, it can cause eclipse to the sun and moon simultaneously, not separately. It is so bright, it can cause eclipse to the sun and moon simultaneously. She wears bracelets. So her bracelets are called Manikaravura. She also wears a signet ring. Signet ring is called Vipaksha Mardini. Vipaksha Mardini means one who diminishes the power of the enemies. Vipaksha Mardini, that is a segment ring of Sri Radha. Her anklets names are Chatak Rava. Why it's called Chatak Rava? Because the tinkling sound of Sri Radha's anklets, they resemble the sound of warbling of the Chataka birds. Therefore, her anklets name is Chataka Rava. She wears a waist belt, sasha. They are called Kanchana Chitrangi. So, in this way, Sri Radha, she has all these different ornaments. She has pet cows. So, there are three pet cows. Sunanda, Yamuna and Bahula. These are the three Surubhi cows which are very dear to Sri Radha. And she also has a pet calf. Her name is Tungi. And she also has a pet female monkey. Her name is Kakati. And then she has a pet doe. Her name is Rangini. She has a pet chakori bird. Her name is Charu Chandrika. She has a pet sea swan. Her name is Tundikeri. And this Tundikeri, she is very fond of swimming in Radha Kund. So she is. Sri Radha also has a pet sea elephant. Her name is Madhuri. She has a pet parrots, Sukshma Madhi and Shubha. And some of the family members of Sri Radha. I was amazed when I was so happy to hear Liz read that. The first name of Sri Radha's family comes Yashodamai. Before even Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida. So then Acharya writes that Yashodamai, she has more affection to Sri Radha than millions of other mothers. Therefore her name comes first. She is so affectionate towards Sri Radha, like millions times more than other mothers. Therefore, her names come first. Then comes Kirtida, Sri Radha's mother. And Vrishabhanu Maharaj, Sri Radha's father. Sri Radha has a elder brother. His name is Sridama. And her younger sister's name is Ananga Manjari. Krishna's paternal grandfather, his name is Mahibhanu. And paternal grandmother is Sukhada, Dada and Dadi. Krishna's maternal father, his name is Indu. And maternal grandmother is Mukhara Devi, Nana and Nani. And she also has three uncles, Chacha, paternal uncles. So they are Ratnabhanu, Subhanu, and Bhanu. Now she also has maternal uncles, Mama. They are Bhadrakirti, Mahakirti and Kirti Chandra. She also has Mausi, mother's sister. Her name is Kirtimati Devi. And her father's sister, auntie, Bua, is Bhanumudra Devi. She also has in-laws. Father-in-law is Vrikadev and mother-in-law is Jatila. She also has a brother-in-law. His name is Durmada. And there is also so-called husband Abhimanyu, which is the shadow of Lord Sri Krishna. So in this way, we can meditate on Sri Radha's lotus feet, meditate on Sri Radha's seva and the service of the Vaishnavas. Raghunath Das Goswami finally writes in one of the shloka, this last verse, very beautiful. Bhajami Radham, Bhajami Radham, Aravinda Netram, Smarami Radham, Madhura Smitasyam, Vadami Radham Karuna Bharadram ततो मम नास्ति गतिर्न कापि. रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी एक्सप्लेन्स, भजामि राधाम, आई ऑफर ओबेसेंसेस, आई वर्शिप द पर्सनैलिटी श्री राधा, भजामि राधाम अरविंद नेत्राम, हुज आईज आर लाइक लोटस पेटल्स. भजामि राधाम अरविंद नेत्राम, स्मरामि राधाम, आई रिमेम्बर श्री राधा, मधुरस्मिताभ्याम, हुज ब्यूटिफुली स्माइलिंग फेस. वदामि राधाम, आई सर्व, आई वर्शिप, आई मेडिटेट, करुणा भरद्रम. श्री राधा इज मेंशन्ड हियर, हर हार्ट मेल्ट्स इन कंपैशन. शी कैनॉट टॉलरेट द सफरिंग्स ऑफ द कंडीशन्ड सोल. हर हार्ट्स ऑलवेज मेल्ट्स इन कंपैशन, करुणा एंड दया. Therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami says, Vadami Radham Karuna Bharadram Tato Mamanyasti. Therefore, I have nothing and no else in my life. The only life and soul and the goal of my life is to Gatirna Kapi. There is nothing else in my life other than the lotus feet of Sri Radha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.